The rest of the story. It was such a beautiful dream, but little Phoebe Ann Moses was not to remember it. The young servant girl had been mending one of the master's stockings, and yet, weary from a long day's chores, she had fallen asleep, sitting with the stocking in her lap. And that's when the heavy cane came down on her back and awakened her in agony from that beautiful dream. The wielder of the weapon was the mistress of the house, a Mrs. Wolf. Cold, relentless, a woman whose north wind presence could chill the warmest summer day. Life on that West Ohio farm was hard for all of them, Mrs. Wolf reasoned. Why should it not be particularly hard for the servant girl who was receiving the handsome sum of 50 cents a week for her services? I hasten to add that little Phoebe Ann did her very best to please the Wolf family. Her drudgery began at 4 every morning, whereupon she prepared a huge breakfast of ham and fried potatoes, cornmeal mush for the farmer and his wife. Her own breakfast consisted of the leftovers. Sometimes there were none. Immediately afterward, Phoebe Ann hurried to the barn to milk the cows, then back to the kitchen to strain the milk. There were calves and pigs to feed. The Wolf's baby required constant care, 2 more enormous meals to prepare, and so exhausted was the little servant girl by nightfall that she could scarcely stay awake to mend the family's clothing. It ought all to have been so different. But when Phoebe Ann's father had died, her mother, herself working day and night as a district nurse, her mother was compelled to leave the girl in an orphanage, and the orphanage had assigned the child to the Wolf farm. The Wolves had assured Phoebe Ann's mother that her little girl was happy and well-fed and attending school regularly, none of which was true. In fact, her education was so lacking that the youngster, fully 11 years old, was nevertheless unable even to write to her mother and to tell her what was wrong. And, of course, Mrs. Wolf intercepted all of the letters from home and destroyed those. Thus was Phoebe Ann isolated on the Wolf farm and forced to endure increasing hardships, including more frequent and more severe beatings. Until that one night, and that was the night I've described when the servant girl was repairing stockings, when she fell irresistibly asleep, and when she was brutally awakened from her dreams. That night, the child decided to run away. And she did the following day. Reaching a nearby town, Phoebe Ann borrowed enough for a train ticket, eventually found her mother, from whom she would not be parted again. But all of the rest of her life, Phoebe Ann Moses would remember her cruel treatment on the Wolf farm, and she would seek in any and every way she could to make the lives of all needy children a little more full, a little more warm, a little better. Phoebe Ann was to become famous in her lifetime. And although she married happily, she was to have no children of her own. Nonetheless, thanks to a fortune accrued from her successful career as a performer, over the years she would support some 18 orphan girls, and she would contribute generously to the care of countless others. And all your life you've thought of her only as a rodeo act. A trick-riding sharpshooter, little more. But now you've met the abused servant girl in whose western sky-size heart there would one day be room for everyone, Phoebe Ann Moses, whom you know as Annie Oakley. Only now you know the rest of the story.